Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Over the, many, many months that this show has been together, we give a lot of crap to Katie's daughter.
Baby Nana.
She even has her own little song. Hey, 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 baby.
Baby Nana.
Actually came from one of our listeners.
Yeah, she loves that song, too,
well,
by the
what's
way.
The Na up to now?
Okay, so when she drives home from work, I always get to chat with her on the phone. It's like my favorite hour of the day, right? So she takes a different way home because she wants to avoid the roundabout. She hates roundabouts with a passion, and it's because she says when she goes up to them, it just confuses her immediately. She has no idea what to do. I know, Josh. I see your face right now, and that's exactly. I was very stern, like, honey,
are you
baby
kidding
Nana,
me?
Roundabouts are very easy. But I came in here and talked to you about it, Jeremy, and you were also like, roundabouts, I hate that.
I hate the roundabout. Yeah. It's the worst parking or driving structure ever invented.
Yeah.
I hate the roundabout.
And it's because people are so unsure, so they get up to the roundabout where you're not supposed to stop.
They seize up. They freak out.
And they hesitate. It's just so concerning the way everybody reacts to the roundabout. And so
that's the thing. You're supposed to just keep moving.
Yeah,
keep
constant
moving,
flow.
Keep
yeah.
moving. But everyone breaks.
See, and I like the roundabout because it's kind of fun. Right? Like, I think it's a fun way
okay.
to drive.
All
right.
So I
enjoy it. But anyway, talking to the baby Nana, I'm like, so, you know, if you come across a roundabout, what do you do? Why is it so confusing to you? And these are her exact words. And I had to stop because she said, well, Mom, what I do is I get up to the roundabout and then I clench my butthole, I close my eyes, and I pray.
And she just guns it?
And she guns it.
What a filthy mouth she has.
I know, but still, like, that is her process. That is her mind. The
this
way
is why
her
there's
mind
so many
works.
Crashes at the
I know, and I was like, honey, first of all, don't close your eyes ever when you drive, right? Like,
right. That's not... And relax your booty.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be just fine.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Her exact words were just that, and it made me laugh so hard, but then I quickly got into mom mode and said, do not close your eyes when you're going through
no,
the roundabout.
Why is
the
she
The last
doing
thing
that?
You want to do, it freaks her out so much that she just says it is a Jesus take the wheel kind of moment, and she hopes she gets to the other side of that roundabout unscathed. And I'm
she's
just like
the people that I yell at
I
when
know.
I get to the roundabout.
Oh, I know. And she is this. I have to remember when I was teaching the Nana how to drive, we were just going around like a circle, right? Like it was a okay. road that was like around a house. And so we were just going around the same road.
Yep.
Trying to teach her the ins and outs of driving. And we get to this boulder that's, I don't know, probably about the size of a microwave, right? And we get up to it, and she's like, so I can just run over that thing, right? And I was like, oh, gosh.
Close your eyes and pray. Go for it, honey.
Yeah.
Although she learned from you, and you are by far the worst driver I've ever experienced in my life.
That's such
fiction. I've watched you blow through stop signs.
No, you haven't.
You speed.
That's a parking lot stop sign. It doesn't count.
Yeah, see?
It doesn't count.
All of you thinking I'm making this up.
Like, it does not count.
What about 11 when we're leaving the station?
It's a parking lot stop sign.
And there's two
count.
Of them that you blow through
it
in the Home Depot parking
because
area.
Because there's nobody
Never
there.
Mind.
There's,
doesn't matter.
Come on.
So I hate the roundabout mostly because of your daughter.
And, and people
you know,
like
she's
her.
She's not the only one. Yeah. Nobody knows how to use the roundabout.
No.
There's one down by me that they had to like do major modifications to because the amount of people that just went straight.
Yeah.
And they were like essentially jumping the middle part of the roundabout.
That's Katie.
They were hitting it. They were ramping it, going up and over. And it happened. I mean, there was a post every day on Nextdoor about somebody jumping the roundabout because they just had no idea how to do it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
And the second is, man, I don't know who designed it, but there's a Home Depot down by me, and they just did major reconstruction on the roads. Get this. You thought the single roundabout was bad?
Oh, the
this
double.
One has double yes. roundabouts, and you've got to pay close attention because a couple of them send you off onto the highway.
Yeah.
They send you off onto 470.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one will send you down like a frontage road, and there's been so many people that just stop, and they have no idea what to do, and then it just backs everything up.
Yeah.
And the second horrible thing about the double roundabout right outside of Home Depot, they did not think this through. You got these dudes that roll in their pick-em-up trucks, you know, leaving with 50 2x4s,
oh, yeah.
drywall, you name it, sticking out of their truck, and they go to have to do double roundabouts with all that stuff. The amount of times
Slinging
I've seen stuff
out.
flipped out onto the road because they're taking the roundabout too fast with their load, and it's all over the road.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Who designed this?
No, and they say that roundabouts are supposed to help with the flow of traffic and make
things easier.
And I've never seen them make things easier. And in fact, yeah, I come across this a lot where people just don't even know how to operate in
them. It's panic mode for a lot of people.
Such
panic
mode.
And that's why I hate them. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
How is her driving record, though? Is she pretty?
She's great.
So she's good. This is just the one little thing.
Yeah. Like, the roundabout is the one thing that she just doesn't. Like, again, when she wants to, like, get in front of somebody, she doesn't cut them off. And for the longest time, she would say, excuse me, bestie. Excuse me, bestie. So she's very nice to other drivers, not like me.
Does she say that when she rear ends them and T-bones
them? Again, she's never been in that situation.
Sorry,
she's a good
bestie,
driver.
My eyes were closed. Roundabouts are the worst. LOL, OMG.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her heart.
Oh, no.